AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Total Energy's 12.3 million share week strengthens the rebound, but pressure still sits below zero. Total Energy's closed at $86.80 after a 6.6% weekly gain, with volume 1.6 times its 13-week average and price back above the weekly trendline. The ShareMaestro read is constructive, but not clean, as activity pressure remains negative, and a research brief. Total Energy's SE ADR delivered a strong late July rebound, rising 6.6% for the week and 14.5% over 4 weeks, helped by elevated participation. The stock now sits 6.8% above its weekly trendline and at 82.1% of its 52-week range. But its 12-week return is still negative, and market dynamics have not confirmed the move. Key points. 1. TTE closed at $86.80 on 24 July, up 6.6% for the week and 14.5% over 4 weeks, while remaining down 5.2% over 12 weeks. 2. Volume reached 12.3 million shares, equal to 1.6 times the 13-week average and 2.4 times the 52-week average, giving the rebound better participation than the prior July lift. 3. The weekly trend backdrop is active, with price 6.8% above the $81.28 trendline, and the signal active in 49 of the past 52 weeks, although the current active streak is only 1 week. 4. Sector context is supportive but uneven. U.S. energy averaged a 2.6% weekly gain, with 65.0% trend breadth, while the integrated oil group averaged 7.5%, with only 50.0% trend breadth. 5. Risk sits in the gap between relative strength and market dynamics. Relative leadership is positive at 10.98, but activity pressure remains negative at negative 0.72, and 11 recent reversal markers keep confirmation under review. A stronger weekly close, with participation behind it. Total Energy's SE ADR finished the week ended 24 July at $86.80, a 6.6% gain that lifted the stock back above its weekly trendline at $81.28. The four-week return now stands at 14.5%, marking a clear recovery from the late June dip. But the 12-week reading remains negative at negative 5.2%, so the broader quarter still carries damage from the earlier pullback. The most useful evidence in the latest week was volume. Turnover rose to 12.3 million shares, 1.6 times the 13-week average of 7.6 million, and 2.4 times the 52-week average of 5.2 million. That gives the advance more credibility than a thin rebound, particularly after the stock moved from $76.69 on 3 July to $86.80 in 3 weeks. Energy context helps, but integrated oil is not uniformly strong. Within U.S. energy, TTE's 6.6% weekly gain beat the sector average of 2.6% and placed it 10th among 100 sector constituents for the week. The sector backdrop is constructive on trend and relative strength, with 65.0% active trend breadth and 78.0% positive relative strength breadth. But market dynamics remain selective, with only 15.0% of the group showing positive activity pressure. The comparison is more demanding inside U.S. oil and gas integrated. That industry averaged a 7.5% weekly gain, putting TTE below the group's weekly pace, although its 14.5% four-week return was ahead of the industry average of 13.1%. Integrated oil breadth is mixed. 50.0% of names have active trend signals. 77.8% show positive relative strength, and only 11.1% have positive activity pressure. Signal state is constructive, not fully confirmed. ShareMaestro's setup signature is a balanced read, with a composite score of 68. The stock is above trend by 6.8%, relative strength is positive at 10.98, and next week expectancy is positive at 56.39%, based on comparable historical states. The trend backdrop has been active in 49 of the past 52 weeks, suggesting the weekly regime has been durable, even though the current active streak is only 1 week. Activity pressure is still negative, at negative 0.72. Which means the latest advance has not yet gained full internal confirmation. The four-week improvement in pressure is encouraging, but the signal has not crossed into a positive state, leaving the rebound dependent on continued volume and follow-through above the trend line. Valuation distance and drawdown frame the risk. At $86.80, TTE sits at 82.1% of its 52-week range, below the $93.49 high and well above the $56.02 low. The stock remains 7.2% under its high watermark, so there is still room before a full range test. But the 40.4% premium to ShareMaestro fair value at $61.81 shows that demand is already pricing in a meaningful premium versus the model. Risk is not extreme, but it is higher than the one-year baseline. 13-week weekly return volatility is 4.2% versus 3.5% over 52 weeks. And the recent 26-week window includes 31 upside weeks against 21 downside weeks over the full year. Average positive weeks of 3.2% have exceeded average negative weeks of negative 2.6%. But 5 sharp loss weeks in the recent bucket and 11 reversal markers argue against treating the rebound as settled. What to watch next? The key weekly level is the $81.28 trend line. Holding above it would keep the current regime intact, while a failure back below it would weaken the rebound and put the late July volume spike in question. The next confirmation test is whether volume can stay above roughly 1.5 times the 13-week average if price continues to rise. Market dynamics are the second watch point. A move in activity pressure from negative 0.72 into positive territory would make the setup cleaner and better align with the positive relative strength reading. If pressure stays negative while price approaches the $93.49 52-week high, the risk shifts toward momentum outrunning internal support. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.